This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
See, Don, this last 35, 40 games for you, it's just, I mean, everything you're hitting is hard. You're getting hits every single night. For you, what do you think is the difference? What are you feeling right now in the box?
I want to win. I think that's the most important thing right now for me. I want to win. I want to play October here in Fenway. I haven't really experienced that moment yet. And in the box right now, that's what I'm trying to do, help the team win.
That is the voice of Sadon Rafaela. Not the easiest first name to spell, I learned on social media today, but we'll get
two
into
N's.
That later.
That was tough. Two N's.
There's two D's and two N's. Doubling up on everything. And then Crochet's got two in the first name, but not in the second name. This spelling, not my thing. But that was the voice of a man who has ignited, in part, the success of the Boston Red Sox of late. Might just be the most popular player on the team. We'll get into that a little bit later based on my poll. But Ted Johnson, we had a discussion where we said, okay, they swept the Nationals on the road. They swept the Rockies at home. Four games against the Rays. Split against the Rays, and we'll say, okay, you did your job heading into the break. Well, they didn't split. They didn't take three out of four. They swept the damn Rays. They put baseball on notice. Their record in their last 10 games, which I always love to read in the standings, is 10-0, Ted Johnson. They are the talk of baseball. Mm-hmm. Some people are calling them World Series contenders, and I might be in that group of some people. Ted Johnson, are we getting ahead of ourselves?
I mean, I think so, a little bit. Just to kind of follow on the Sedane, I really like that answer. I just want to win. There's something like, ooh, it's just a simple, just easy, just a nice kind of, you know, answer to that question at this time when the team's playing as well as they are. And it was I was there Friday night, and we went nuts. Like, the stadium went nuts. It was incredible. It was great.
Wait, you were there. You got caught up in that emotion, and you're still going to wet blanket me on this Tuesday?
Well, I said, come
still
on,
still an unbiased journalist.
Do I got to remind you guys, if you remember back in 2024, after the All-Star break, they went 28-38. If you remember back in 2023, the Red Sox, after the All-Star break, went 30-41. If you'll remember back in 2022, after the All-Star break, that the Red Sox went 30-39.
Yeah,
bad.
So there's a trend there. I don't know if you can notice that, but they have losing records after the All-Star break in the last 3 years. And then let me remind you. So
can I retort that real quick?
No, you can't.
Okay.
So they have 12 games.
I have thoughts.
So I told you the deadline for me to give a total just full-on opinion one way or the other will come at the trade deadline, which is 12 games from now.
Mm-hmm.
So they have three games versus the Chicago Cubs after the All-Star break and before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
That is the NL leading, Central leading Chicago Cubs, who are 18 games over 500. And then they have three games against Philly, who lead the NL East, who are 14 games over 500. And then they come back here and they play the Dodgers, who lead the NL West, who are 19 games over 500. Just to give you a little recap. Oh, and then they got three games versus the Twins, who are in second place. That's a combined almost 50 games over 500 between those four teams before the trade deadline. Let me see where they're at after that. Then you'll get my honest opinion. But I will tell you, I liked what I've seen. And I said, I think it was on Friday, in my 3-point stance, I had a 1-3-point stance kind of lined up. And then I got to the stadium and I noticed something.
A buzz.
I noticed that there were more players' cars there when I got there than at any time were there the whole season. And I just thought, you know what? The buy-in is at a high, high level. And you're reading stuff. The guys are getting in there early. They're working. I'm surprised Sedane didn't give Bregman a little love there in that interview, because it sounds like Bregman's been working with him. He's working with a lot of guys. But guys are getting in early. There's more of a buy-in. Guys are having fun going to the ballpark. That's clear. And so the mentality of this team is right where it needs to be. But there's a gauntlet of teams that they play before the trade deadline that is going to say more about this team in these games than the previous 10 games that they just played.
So the second page of your notes there that you just enumerated is the most accurate one. They have a tough schedule coming up, the toughest in baseball.
Yeah.
That argument is fair. We're going to find out just how good they are. Now, they're not going to win all of those games, right? If you're around 500 in those games, I would consider that a success.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming off a 10-game winning streak and the quality of competition, if you're basically a 500 team, the first part, I don't care. I don't care what happened in 24, 3, or 2. Because if I recall, how many games, Dan Ball, did Garrett Crochet lose for the Boston Red Sox last year?
Last year, zero for the Red Sox.
And did Roman Anthony go in a slump in the second half of last season?
He may have, but it wasn't with the Red Sox because he was in the minor leagues.
And did Bregman's leadership falter after the All-Star break in Boston last season?
In Boston, unless he was a visiting member of the Houston Astros, then no.
And what did Devers do as the face and leader of the franchise as that team was falling apart?
Get hurt, underperform, and miss the last couple games of the year.
So this
did you
all
guys
comes...
practice this before
nope.
the show?
Nope, this is all ad-libbed. Uh-huh. So this is all to say this is a totally different Boston Red Sox team, and you touched on it, the energy. I'm going to take – it's Take Tuesday. We're going to unveil that at 5:30, Dan Ball and I, while Ted's on his way in traffic to Coldplay. this is a take that I don't need to turn around. But I will revisit. I believe the energy you're talking about, yes, some of it is Bregman is now the full leader, as is Crochet and some other guys.
It's Saint. Let's get it right.
Saint Bregman.
There you go.
And you got rid of the dink that I keep calling him. Devers is gone. I think he was a negative drain on this team. But I also think there's a little vibe from Rafaela, Anthony, Meyer. These young guys have brought an energy that is good for this baseball team. And that's why I think this year is different. I think the chemistry of this team is different as from year to year as almost any team we've seen in a long time.
Big time.
And that makes Alex Cora's job easier. Because now Alex Cora is not dealing with the diva in the corner and this and that. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, wow, all these guys want to get here early. Mm-hmm. These guys want to have fun together. These guys want to go on two-mans when they get the All-Star break with Anthony.
Did you see the newest video, by the way?
How
the
many
two of
girls
them and
you
Roman
guys
Gonzalez?
Need?
I've heard stories.
It was a line of like five or six girls. They're at the beach or somewhere warm. It was like five girls that walked by.
Nantucket.
It's Marcelo, Roman, and Romy Gonzalez as the handler.
Right? God bless
you. You know how colleges give you like the student-to-teacher ratio? It's the girls-to-Red Sox ratio that's very interesting in some of those videos.
But there's a lot of new players on this team. A lot of new energy.
And
the
vibe is sweet. There is a young vibe to it. And I'm not saying they can do it alone, because I do think
they cannot.
The most overlooked player right now. Who's the most overlooked player on the Boston Red Sox right now, Dan Ball?
Probably Trevor Story.
100%.
Yeah.
The guy has been tremendous for a month and a half now.
Yeah, basically since the beginning of June, middle of May.
Okay.
Yeah, beginning of June.
And he gets no love. I feel like Bregman gets love for coming back. Crochet's the ace. Chapman's the closer. The young guys are awesome. But Story.
I'm going to see, because Dan and I talked about this about a month ago, and you always hear the commentators say that the offense runs through Jaren Duran.
It really doesn't.
It really runs through Trevor Story.
Really does. And I think the whole team may end up running
through
Trevor
Story. There's some great numbers that would show that. When Trevor Story's hitting, this team is basically unbeatable. So Trevor Story, to me, is the straw that stirs the drink for this team.
And even defensively, I wasn't really aware of this. We're not in that clubhouse every day, but our buddy Will Fleming is, and he lets us know certain things. Sometimes that creates controversies that go West Coast, East Coast on us.
Oh, come on.
And then Will Clark gets in a turtle shell and hides from
us. Where's he been this week, by the way?
Funny.
Haven't heard from him.
Doesn't have a lot to say anymore.
Posting highlights on his social media.
Somebody got to him?
Somebody absolutely got to him.
I think so.
It was like, Jordan, shut your pie hole, Jordan. You're no longer part of North Carolina football. Will Clark got clamped because it was just a few days ago he was flipping birds and MFing people, and now
it's embarrassing. If you're the Giants,
crickets.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Crickets.
Go ahead, Brad. What do you got?
The number in wins, he's a 320 hitter with a 955 OPS. In losses, 173 hitter, 392 OPS.
That's a big, big difference.
And
right
they're also so left-handed heavy that when you do have the right-handed pop that now goes in addition to Sadon Rafaela and with Bregman back, just rounds out the lineup so much. And you can tell how much they respect him. That if he wasn't a leader in an important part of the fabric, they would have DFA'd him when he stunk. He was the worst hitter in baseball in May.
He was.
But he stuck around. They stuck with him. And the defense has looked a lot better. The range has improved. The arm looks better. He just kind of has a, what did Alex Cora talk about? Has a swag about him now. Yeah. It feels familiar to him is what he said. So, yeah, massive, massive part
and
of this.
I think that defense is undervalued, underlooked upon because, you know, I heard Will Fleming bring this up, that story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Hates errors. Like, it crawls up his bum and really bothers him. And I think this team needs some people that feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, this team's been a little loose with the glove too often over the last couple years. They need somebody who says, no. We're not accepting of that. I don't care if Brez bought and his computers accept errors. I'm Trevor Story. Yeah. I don't accept errors on this baseball team. I know what wins in Major League Baseball, and that's a good presence for them to have in that way.
Well, something Lou Maloney brought up to you guys was that they don't teach Red Sox players how to win in the minor leagues. It's just about individual stats. The other half of that is they don't teach them to hate losing. They don't teach them to hate making mistakes. As long as the cumulative numbers are okay, then, well, you're a good player. You'll get called up. It doesn't really matter. Hating losing and winning are hand in hand. So I'm right there with you. That's something that goes under the radar.
The next step of that is, do you teach that or do guys have it? Do guys like Bregman have it? The guy who's won every year since, I think he says, freshman year of high school. He's won at every level.
I believe Bregman's been a third baseman since he was 5 years old, though. Where, you know, these guys are moved around. Marcelo's played how many different positions already? I mean, third and second. I don't know if he's played anything other than that. But Roman Anthony's played multiple positions. These guys play multiple positions. So,
but the hating of losing can come at any position. Like the despising of mistakes or the despising. And I understand it's a fine line because baseball is such a mental sport and you can kind of go in the crapper for caring too much, right? There's certain guys I think we've talked about. Duran might be a guy that walks that fine line of caring too much and it has an adverse effect on him.
Goes home after a bad night and just stews, apparently.
But the beauty is if you surround enough of those guys with each other, the unique makeup can help each other.
Like look at the pitching, for instance. You got a Garrett Crochet who's a pit bull. Like, I mean, he's a high competitor, But he's young, unproven, hasn't, I say unproven, I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in the game, but you know what I mean? He hasn't been around that long enough to build up his resume, mixed in with an Aroldis Chapman, who's an established veteran, who's, we all know what he brings. Like, I like that dynamic. I love Alex Bregman with our Marcelo Mayer. I like young guys, you know, Sedane Rafaela with, you know, a Roman Anthony. It's the older guys with the younger guys that still have something to prove that makes this team. When you're putting a team together, if you're going to bring young guys up, you got to have the right veterans on the team, and this team does. I mean, it really does. And Alex Bregman is probably the biggest part of that.
And that's why I don't actually believe that a second half tanking, a post All-Star game, or a post trade deadline tanking is in the offing. Well, first of all, because I think we've talked about this, Breslow has backed himself, painted himself into a corner. He has to buy. He said they have to earn the right or whatever, but they went 10-0 after he said that.
But it's not only buy, it's like big game hunting.
Yeah,
right?
Big game.
Yeah. It's a number two pitcher. It's maybe a first baseman so that you end the platoon and you can platoon Romy and Marcelo at second. Like it's things that show the fan base and show the rest of the league, hey, we're here. Yeah. And this stretch that we're on is not a mirage like it ended up being last year. To your point, just real quick, it feels like the floor of the group is a little bit higher this year. Like last year, yes. Looking at the numbers at the first half, your batting average leader was Connor Wong. He was a 300 hitter last year.
You mean that wasn't sustainable?
No, and neither was Tanner Houck's 2.5 ERA or Carter Crawford's 3 ERA. Hmm. This year, it's Crochet, it's Chapman, and it's also guys who have a little more to prove. Duran is another level he can get to. I think Abreu is another level he can get to. Sadon will come back. Story will come back. But I think we know what Bregman's going to be. The kids are here, and I think we know what Roman Anthony's going to be. Just feels like there are more known quantities
Brian
going
Bale,
into the second year.
He feels like a bit of a known quality.
Oh,
now.
He's a known quantity. Yeah. What was his ERA since last All-Star break?
3.28 is
that's
the number.
A full calendar year. He's been a damn good pitcher.
Yeah.
He is. I don't know if he's a three or where you want to put him in your rotation.
I mean, he wasn't a one like he was last year.
He wasn't a one, but he lived through the stresses of being a one, and that probably helps him as a three.
It without question, it does.
So now you have Brian Bayo, you have the Red Sox, you have optimism here on WEEI Afternoons. It even sounded like we talked Ted Johnson into
around.
The Boston Red Sox being a contender, a World Series caliber
team.
You
know, I will say this, though, and you're absolutely right. This is a likable team, and that's half of it. It's and I think they all enjoy each other, and so that makes you enjoy the team more because it feels like they're all pulling in the same direction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.